Many in Alaska are not opposed to the president's order. During a press conference held in the Capitol this morning, Senate President Pete Kelly says the temporary ban on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries affects a small group of just over 100 people. But Kelly believes that these aren't issues the state Senate has control over.
So it's a pretty limited restriction on immigration. It's not in our purview. But that's my opinion, is that it's pretty limited as well. So if obviously we're a sovereign nation, if we can't determine who comes into our country based on terrorist activities and those things that are a threat to national security, we've got bigger problems than we thought we did.
On Monday, conservative commentators in Alaska were generally supportive of the executive order, though their enthusiasm varied. Former GOP spokesperson and blogger Suzanne Downing wrote, "The policy delivers on what Trump promised to do while campaigning." Downing points out that Trump's cap on refugees at 50,000 people a year was a target considered high under the George W. Bush administration, while characterizing protests over the weekend as, quote, predictable and hysterical. Downing criticized the implementation of the policy as ham-fisted, saying the time frame undermined the measure's aims. During his midday radio program on KFQD in Anchorage, conservative talk show host Dave Stearin says while detractors see the policy as racist and xenophobic, many proponents see it as a logical first step to halt potential terrorist threats, one, he says, without any explicit discrimination.
First of all, the myths. This is a ban on Muslims. Come on, kids. President Trump wanted to ban Muslims. He would have banned people traveling from France, from Saudi Arabia, from Singapore, from Indonesia. It is not a ban on Muslims. Is it a ban that affects seven predominantly Muslim nations? Yes.
But Stearin stopped short of a full-throated endorsement, casting doubt on whether the measure would actually work in fulfilling its main goal.
Does it make this nation safer? That is a tough one for me to buy. Usually, you point to an imminent threat, a clear and present danger.
Stearin says, in the absence of public evidence, the ban's efficacy can't be assessed.